All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, where nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Pac-12 tournament is set to begin this Wednesday in Las Vegas. Now, the Pac-12 could get as many as 6 teams into next week's NCAA tournament. Now, what is at stake? There's a lot of teams that need to do some work. You look at Arizona, who won the Pac-12 regular season title. They probably are going to get a 3 or 4 seed, and they have to find a way to channel out all of that white noise. I mean, we've seen everything going down with this team, with the FBI investigation. They've lost recruits in the process, but you know, Sean Miller, their head coach, is steadfast, and the school is supporting him. So of course, the players are definitely going to try to go out there and rally around their head coach. Then you look at the enigma that is Arizona State. They go to Lawrence and they beat Kansas. They had some great quality wins throughout the year, but yet and still, they find themselves heading into this tournament as the 9 seed. And for Arizona State, you look at their resume and you could say, really, well, you know what? They should be tournament bound. However, they went 8-10 in the Pac-12. They had some very questionable losses, and they're 20-10 overall. So they got to go out there and do some work. You look at both Washington and Oregon. Oregon heads into this tournament as a 6 seed, while Washington is the 7 seed. Both of these teams are 10-8. Now, will that be enough for them to get into the field of 68? We'll have to wait and see. But I think there's going to be a lot of excitement for this tournament. And the reason is, all of those four teams, you look at Arizona, USC, Utah, and UCLA, all of them have first-round byes in this tournament. But I think that we're going to see some of those teams to get the first round bye be upset. I mean, it would not surprise me if Washington were able to get past Oregon State in the first round, to see them get past USC. It would not surprise me to see Oregon get past Washington State in the first round and come back in the quarters and get past Utah. You look at the Stanford-Cal game. Of course, Stanford should win that contest, but you know, Stanford, you know, could give UCLA a problem. Then you look at the Arizona State matchup in the quarters, and I mean, which Arizona State team are you going to get? Which Arizona team are you going to get? I look at UCLA as a 4 seed. They have the potential to win this, as does USC, as does Utah, as does Washington, as does Oregon. So, I mean, this Pac-12 tournament could go in several different directions. But I think when it's all said and done, I think Arizona wins. I think they got back on track at home to finish the regular season versus Cal. There was plenty of support around this team. And for Sean Miller and his bunch right now, it's simply us against the world. And whenever you get a team with a mentality like that, they are always going to be tough to knock off. So folks, that is going to do it. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports sites on social media. So once again, fine folks, My name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.